Seven Fathers, a folk tale from Norway. A traveler was out walking along the road, looking for some place to spend the night. It was the solstice. Dark had fallen fast. It was going to be a long, cold night if he couldn't find a place that would take him in. When suddenly, he heard the welcome sound of someone chopping wood in the distance. He rounded the bend, and there was a fine, big farmhouse with candles in every window. And outside in the yard, there was a hale and a hearty man chopping wood in the frosty air. He was very strong and very keen with the axe. And as he chopped, the wood chips flew, and his great gray mane of hair flew up, it flew down, it flew up, it flew down, it flew up, and it flew down. "Good evening, Father. Can I get lodgings here tonight?" The old man leaned on his axe. "I'm not the father in this house. You'll have to speak to my father. He's in the kitchen." In the kitchen, on his hands and knees in front of the fireplace, was a much older man with a long, long gray scraggly beard. He was blowing on the ashes of the fire, blowing on the embers of the fire, just trying to get it started. "Good evening, Father. Can I get lodgings here tonight?" The old man looked up, raised his bushy eyebrows on high. "Ha! I'm not the father in this house. We come from a very sturdy stock. You'll have to speak to my father. He's gumming on a roll in the parlor." Sure enough, perched on an armchair in the parlor and gumming on a roll was an even older man. He was clearly more than a century plus. He had a round, moonish head and little wisps of hair tucked behind each ear. The rest had just been rubbed off with time. "Good evening, Father. Can I get lodgings here tonight?"
"I'm not the father. We come from a very hardy stock. You'll have to speak to my father. He's on the bench."
On the bench was a man so scrabbled up with age, he looked like a giant question mark. A question that was never answered, just frozen in time. "Good evening, Father. Can I get lodgings here tonight?"
"Not the father. You'll have to speak to my progenitor in the bedroom."
The progenitor in the bedroom was just lying on some reindeer skins. So still you could hardly tell he was still alive. Except if you listened, there came a little hiccuping sound from deep within. There it was again, a little hiccuping sound. He hiccuped. "Evening, Father. Can I get lodgings here tonight?"
"Not the father! Father! You have to speak to my father! He's in the cradle!"
Wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a cradle was a little mummy. It was a mummy, but it was a daddy. "Evening, Father. Can I get lodgings here tonight?" tiny mummy finger poked through the wrappings, pointed at the hunting horn hanging by the window. The father, is he in there? The traveler went over to the hunting horn and looked in. It was just ashes. But there was a little smiley face in the ashes. So he called out, "Good evening, Father. Can I get lodgings here tonight?" No sound but the wind moaning around the house. But he heard a voice on the wind. "Welcome you are to our home, my son. For the feast of the longest nights has just begun, and past and present celebrate as one." He heard a sound in the other room. The fathers were preparing a great feasty table with a festive tablecloth, candles, homemade bread, artisan cheeses, non-GMO veggies, and the happiest little roasted free-range capons you ever did see. It was all locally sourced. The hale and hearty man said, "Sit down and eat, lad. It's been a long day, but it's the solstice. It'll be a longer night." The moonish man said, "I think we'll all enjoy the mashed potatoes." The scrabbled up man said, "Let's send some in to the progenitors in the bedroom." They sent in food and drink to the fathers in the other room and raised a toast to them. "Here's to you, ancestors all." Then the scraggly bearded man, he got a great yule log started. So they pulled up their chairs to the fire, and in that flickering light, they gave that traveler food for the soul, solstice legends and stories from long ago, of how the animals do talk at midnight, the Mediterranean seas become calm and peaceful, and the healing power of forgiveness can be found in the mistletoe. And so that traveler was feasted in both body, mind, and soul, not just by seven fathers, but by all who came before us on the longest night of the year.